folks are here. Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. What's the bigger story today to start with? $250 billion, George W. Bush purchasing private banks in America, moving us into socialism, or Nick getting a haircut? Nick's haircut, $250 billion. Haircut, quarter. I don't know which is a bigger story to start with, but Nick's one of our staffers around here. Let's see. How about this first? Reason number 433 to pull her out of public school. Reason number 433 to pull her out of public school. This out of Abilene, Texas. Public school teacher sought sexual favors from students for better grades. Indictments handed down by a Taylor County grand jury contend that Caleb Tierce, a 26-year-old student, it just creeps me out. Knowing what I do about college campuses today, it just creeps me out that guys who spend 4 years, 5 years, 6 years going to school, a teacher's college, getting a degree in teaching, and when they're at school, what's the culture at a college campus these days? It's drinking, right? Drinking, drugs, and sex. That's the culture. So it creeps me out that you got these guys in their 20s who get their diploma, and they go, and they're a public school teacher. And they are pro-sexual immorality, pro-evolution. So these girls in their classrooms, they're just animals anyway. They're pro-abortion. So even if they impregnated one of the girls in their classes, they could, you know, take care of the problem. So these indictments were handed down against this Caleb Tierce, 26-year-old public school teacher, claiming that he sought sexual favors from three female students named in the indictments. And he's charged that this is, we don't need the details, right? This is reason 433 to pull your daughter out of public school. So that should be sufficient. He requested one of the students come to his home when no one else was present. And according to Sergeant John Cummins, a spokesman for the Sheriff's Department there, he asked, the public school teacher asked the student to come to his home, and then he began to kiss her and expose himself to her. And the next two, you know, if you have young people, I'm not going to get into the no more details, but if you have young people, you might want to turn the radio off for 4 minutes. If you have young people in the car with you. He told another student that he always wanted to be with a black girl and asked what she would be willing to do for a better grade. And he told a third student that, and I'm going to leave that out, the details there. And so there is, he's bonded out, $10,000 fine, and he had to pay bail, actually, bail, $10,000 for each charge, so $30,000. And he's out now, and I imagine unless he pleads guilty, there will be a trial down the road. So that's reason number 433. Now, last story we did like this, you could do a story like this every day of the week. Last story we did like this, I'm looking at my producer, do we? Anybody recall when that was? Well, that was back July 31st. Very good. Info at the tip of its fingers. Everybody around here is sharp. So, okay. So July 31st. We could have done a story like this every show between then and now, but just now and then. Because, you know, people, it's like their eyes glaze over when you hear of so much wickedness coming from one place. And that's our public schools. What a disaster. So that's, please, reason 433. Now, if you have your daughter in public school and you were thinking, you know, there are quite a few reasons to pull her out, but I need more than 432 reasons to pull her out. Okay, you just hit your threshold. So you need 433 reasons to pull your daughter out of a sexually vulgar environment, a godless, officially godless school, then now you've got it, reason number 433, to pull her out of public school. And people say, Bob, why do you always talk about fathers pulling their daughters out? Why don't you talk about the guys? Well, the guys are only there because they want to have sex with the girls. That's the only reason the guys are in school. Well, there's a few other reasons, but that's the main reason. So if the girls leave, then the vast majority of the guys will also leave. So see, the problem is only half as big as you thought. But yeah, please, your son also, if you can, not if you can. Well, some people don't have custody of their own kids, and their kids go to a godless public school, and they're devastated. But if you have custody of your child, please, homeschool, if at all possible. Or Christian school, but be careful. A lot of Christian schools are liberal, and it's hard to find a good Christian school. But homeschool is the best, or a good Christian school that you've checked out thoroughly. Okay, what else? In the Rocky Mountain News yesterday, a letter to the editor. This will get somebody in trouble. The title, this is written by M.D. Bernhardt from Arvada, Colorado, in the Rocky Mountain News. M.D. Bernhardt. This guy has been getting letters published in the news, I don't know, for 20 years. I recognize his name, and maybe every 4 months, 6 months, there's a great little article, and they're always succinct and to the point and a real punch. And this one, the newspaper titled this letter to the editor, Keyes, Rohrbaugh, the Pro-Life Candidates. That's pretty neat. That's after there was the full-page article in the Rocky Mountain News last week about Brian Rohrbaugh being the vice presidential candidate for Alan Keyes. That's exciting. That's exciting. And so this letter, undoubtedly a result of that article. Oh, and by the way, I got a call yesterday from a CBS news producer who said the personhood segment that they produced is now ready and it could air any day. When did he leave that message? Sunday? I got it on my voicemail, my cell phone. So keep an eye on the CBS Evening News for a personhood segment. And he said that the interview that they did with me will be a part of that segment. So that usually means a 14-second part, but hopefully it's a good segment promoting the personhood of the unborn. Okay, so here's this short letter to the editor in the Rocky Mountain News. By the way, our phone number here at Bob and Yart Live, 1-800-8-N-YART, 1-800-836-9278, 1-800-836-9278. Okay, M.D. Bernhardt, Arvada, Colorado. Sarah Palin would have us believe she is pro-life. She says that the abortion issue should be decided by the individual states. I would like to ask Palin one question. What is the difference between saying a woman has the right to allow her unborn children to be killed and saying a state has the right to allow its unborn children to be killed? We mustn't be duped by this pro-choice politician. Independent Party presidential candidate, and that is America's Independent Party presidential candidate, Alan Keyes, and his running mate, Colorado's own Brian Rohrbaugh, know that a righteous federal government should never allow the intentional killing of the most innocent among us. They know that personhood begins at fertilization, and that, Sarah Palin, is the true meaning of pro-life. That's a pretty good letter. That's a pretty good letter. Congratulations, M.D. Bernhardt. Wow. So our phone number here, 1-800-8-N-YART, 1-800-836-9278. There was a stunning debate online at theologyonline.com. It was their Battle Royale 13. Battle Royale 13, is it immoral to vote for John McCain? And I got to tell you, we at kgov.com, our website, the internet home of Bob and Yart Live, we linked to the fifth round, the concluding round post of a team that was Will Duffy and Jim Schofield. Now, you might know both of those names. Will Duffy is the founder of the Collaborators Project. They're the ones who gave Planned Parenthood such a hassle, and the Weitz Corporation. They're still after the Weitz Corporation for helping to build Auschwitz, the largest abortion facility in the country right here in Denver. And so that's Will Duffy. And then Jim Schofield is the head of the Team 131 Project, where they're taking the 131,000 signatures on the Colorado Personhood Petition, and they are entering them onto a computer database so that they're usable. And the last I checked, they had tens of thousands of names already entered. And by the way, Jim Schofield's heading that project up, and Christians from around the country, pro-lifers, have been helping. And that's really exciting because they can help from their own home. And that's a project of Colorado Right to Life. So that's the team, Will Duffy and Jim Schofield, against two others, folks who post at Theology Online. And this was a battle royale. So only these two teams could post. It was moderated, five rounds, and it's now over. And the webmaster at TOL, and TOL is one of the most popular Christian websites out there. It's a ministry of Denver Bible Church. It was started going on 10 years ago now by two of the elders of Denver Bible Church as an outreach, an internet cyberspace outreach of DBC, Denver Bible Church. And it's really, it gets the word out, let me tell you. We put out a Christian answer to an atheist accusation called Euthyphro's Dilemma. We put that online, a Christian answer to Euthyphro's Dilemma, and that has really become popular online. So when a Christian is in a philosophy class and they say, hey, Euthyphro's Dilemma proves that there's no God, or that a righteous standard cannot originate with God, and they Google that. They Google Euthyphro's Dilemma. This was a Socrates thing recorded by Plato. And they Google it, and a Christian answer to Euthyphro's Dilemma pops up. In fact, it's even in the Wikipedia entry. And that answer is at theologyonline.com. And because it's there, it becomes so very popular. And so this debate, is it immoral to vote for McCain-Palin, Battle Royale 13, is also already very popular, and it's just ended. And so the fifth round post is just devastating. And I'd like to go through a little bit of it with you. And they point out that the other side that's arguing that it's moral, it's acceptable to vote for McCain-Palin, that in their arguments, they act as though they are politicians and defense attorneys. Throughout this entire fifth round post, Duffy and Schofield, they're pointing out, you guys sound like politicians and defense attorneys. We thought we're debating Christians about morality and law and politics. It turns out we're debating politicians and defense attorneys. And let me go now through a couple of these items. From the fifth round, so this is the end of the debate, and don't let it confuse you, because we'll be referring to things that happened earlier in the debate, okay? So Duffy and Schofield start out quoting themselves. We said in round one, to get at the principle involved, let's assume it is legal to kill Jews, as it was in Nazi Germany. Would you vote for McCain if he was willing to kill some Jews? Or what if it is legal to lynch blacks? Would you vote for McCain if he was willing to lynch some blacks? And our opponents replied with this. So here's the answer. You're debating with Christians, right? And you want to have a conversation with Christians, not with politicians and defense attorneys. Here's the opponent's reply, and these are the guys saying it's okay to vote for John McCain. And you replied with this: please explain and clarify this question. Willing? Under what circumstances? We are willing to support a leader who will kill people in a just war, regardless of ethnicity, or if they've been convicted of capital crimes. And then Duffy and Schofield write, politicians and defense attorneys. That's right. These guys are obfuscating. Now, I got yelled at this past week for using the word obfuscate. Obfuscate means to just try to confuse people. I mean, come on, if it was legal to kill Jews and McCain supported killing some Jews, would you still vote for him? How dare they obfuscate? How dare they imply that we're talking about, or that Duffy and I use similar arguments? How dare they imply that Will Duffy and Jim Schofield are talking about just war or capital punishment or self-defense? How dare they? If it's legal to lynch blacks, I'm not talking about war or capital punishment. Please explain and clarify this question. We're supposed to be interacting with Christians. Now, let me continue. Also in round one, we asked our opponents, two men are trying to break into a school. One wants to kill all the kids in the school, and the other wants to kill only some of them. You have a key to get into the school. Which one are you going to support, knowing that eventually one will succeed in getting in? To whom do you give your key? And they pled the fifth. They refused to answer. Politicians and defense attorneys. We also said to our opponents in round one, the famous acronym, What Would Jesus Do? WWJD, is a great way of helping one determine whether or not something one plans on doing is something God would approve of. What would Jesus do? Paul, in his own epistles, teaches us that the flesh urges us to do many things in its battle against the Spirit and can create fear in us to do wrong. So they said, what would Jesus do? Would Jesus vote for an unrepentant child killer like John McCain? And their reply was this: Jesus would hang upon a cross. Can you, even if you wanted to, do that? Politicians and defense attorneys. Did they really believe we meant dying on the cross? Unbelievable. The Apostle Paul said, imitate me as I imitate Christ. Of course we're supposed to follow Christ and ask, is this a Christ-like thing to do? Would Jesus advocate supporting an unrepentant child killer? The politician and defense attorney act continued in round three when our opponents wrote this. They have thus far not even managed to define what voting represents as an act. And without being able to define what precisely an act actually is, they have no hope of presenting any sort of case regarding when that act is to be judged moral or immoral. Politicians and defense attorneys. It's just startling. I mean, how dare Will Duffy and Jim Schofield not first define the 26 letters of the English alphabet? How dare you guys not define the alphabet first? And then you're going to use sentences? Explain what a sentence is. I mean, are you going to use nouns and verbs? And how can we possibly know what you're referring to if you don't clarify if you're using nouns and verbs? I mean, these are not responding like a Christian who's trying to understand. They are obfuscating. Am I allowed to use that word? Obfuscate. Okay, now I have the okay. Our producer here said it's been cleared with one of our listeners. Obfuscate. They're obfuscating. And so Duffy and Schofield say this, politicians and defense attorneys, does that response remind you of anything? How about this? And then they quote Bill Clinton's testimony. And this is the famous one where Bill Clinton said, It depends on what the meaning of the word is. If is means is and never has been, that is one thing. If it means there is none, that was a completely true statement. Now, if someone had asked me on that day, are you having any kind of relation with Ms. Lewinsky? That is, asked me a question in the present tense, I would have had to say no, and it would have been completely true. So when the Clinton Library opened up in Little Rock, Arkansas, I got to spend 2 days that week of festivities on statewide radio there on the Rush Limbaugh affiliate right after Rush Limbaugh. Rush was on for 3 hours. Next hour, Bob Enyart presenting the evidence that Bill Clinton raped Juanita Broderick. I mean, 2 full hours statewide the week the Clinton Library opened up. And I pointed out that on that program that we got a sneak peek inside the library, and the Clinton Library, which, by the way, looks like a trailer down by the river. That's what it looks like. It's supposed to be a bridge to tomorrow. In the riverside where it's at, in the Arkansas River, it just looks like white trash. I don't know what it is about it. And then they were talking about Hillary. If she became president, she'd get a presidential library. And I think they thought ahead about that, and they figured they could just turn it into a double wide if she became president. But anyway, we pointed out that the big dictionary displayed at the Clinton Library, it's permanently open to the entry for the word is right there. It depends on what the meaning of the word is. And this is what you're often up against talking to Christians about, is it wrong to support an unrepentant child killer? No, it's not wrong. No. No, we could all support unrepentant child killers with impunity. Don't you know? How would we get to play politicians otherwise? How would we get to play politics? How would we get to have fun in the fall every 4 years? If you can't support unrepentant child killers, do you know how much fun that would take away from watching Hannity and Combs? In round three, they tried to show that all sins are the same, as if murder is equally as wrong as lying to your boss about why you're late to work. Politicians and defense attorneys. But Jesus said, the one who delivered me to you has the greater sin. Of course, some sins are greater than others, right? Jesus said it. He said it to Pilate. The one who delivered me to you has the greater sin. Speaking of the high priest, because Pilate was a pagan, a Roman. The high priest was the head of worship in the ministry of the Mosaic Law. And he turned in their Messiah to the Romans to be crucified. So Jesus said to Pilate, Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor, the one who delivered me to you has the greater sin. Of course, all sins are not equal. In response to John McCain voting yes on a bill to fund surgical abortion, H.R. 3010, that was back in 2005, our opponents replied, first, when a senator or representative votes for an appropriations bill, much as when a citizen votes for a candidate, he is not expressing his support for every provision within the bill. Politicians and defense attorneys, we will all be held accountable for our actions. And saying, but God, I didn't agree with the murder of the innocent part, but I still voted for it, is not going to stand. Besides which, the murderous provision in that bill was one that John McCain fully agreed with. See, they're saying, well, just because he voted this hundreds of billions of dollars funding bill doesn't mean he agreed with every provision. Politicians and defense attorneys, he did agree with the part of funding the killing, surgical killing of unwanted children whose fathers were rapists. He agreed with that. And he still agrees with it today. He voted not despite that provision, but in full agreement with it. And it goes on and on and on and on in every imaginable way. They say John McCain is not guilty of murder because he never actually murdered anybody. He just funded, paid for other people to murder children. And then they say, look, King David was a murderer. And Jim Scofield and Will Duffy point out, you're so willing to say that King David was a murderer. And you know what? He was. Not when he was chosen as king of Israel. Not then. But then he did murder. But he never murdered Uriah the Hittite with his own hands. He gave the authority to murder Uriah the Hittite. Yet we all know he's a murderer. So when John McCain gives the authority, he funds, he authorizes the killing of innocent children, he pays for it. Then he's not a murderer? Oh, he's not a murderer. Politicians and defense attorneys. And just the most extraordinary part of this, back a few rounds earlier, Duffy and Scofield posted a picture of a little baby and said this little baby in the womb is a person. And they asked, is it immoral to vote for a presidential candidate willing to kill this innocent child? And the opponents answered yes. So you see, they thought John McCain was not willing to kill this innocent child. They didn't check his record. They just believe what they hear. They said yes. Is it immoral to vote for a presidential candidate willing to fund the killing of this innocent child? And the opponents said yes. And Will Duffy and Jim Scofield were celebrating. Hey, they're realizing the truth. We're going to win. Is it immoral to vote for a presidential candidate willing to use his power as president to keep it legal to kill this innocent child? They answered yes. And then Will Duffy and Jim Scofield blasted them to kingdom come. They posted John McCain's record, his career-long record of being a child killer, advocating the right to kill children, defending the right to kill children, funding the killing of children. And you know what they did? They said, we retract our answers. Those three answers, is it immoral to vote for a presidential candidate willing to kill this innocent child? They said, we retract that answer. They retracted it. Startling. Because they thought John McCain was pro-life. They believe national right to life. They haven't learned that when national right to life says you're 100% pro-life, that probably means for certain you're a pro-abort. They didn't learn that yet. This National Right to Life is a sellout. National Republican Lobbying Committee. So check it out at TheologyOnline.com, Battle Royale 13, just tremendous. And Bubba Live at KGov.com. And in Arvada, Maranatha Christian Center, what a great school.